Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Well, it's lights out. It is showtime here at Oracle as we're going to go downstairs to our guy Franco Finn for tonight's starters for the Warriors in Game 2. Your starting five for the Warriors at Golden State in quarter number one and half number one. He'll be shooting at the basket to our right. Tough series for one Stephen Curry, because when he looks up into the stands, as he did in game one, well, his mom was wearing a Portland Trailblazer jersey in the front, Warriors in the back, because, of course, she also has to root for Seth Curry.
All I see is like straight Portland across her jersey, and I'm just confused. It's like really surreal type of moment. So I yelled up something to her. I was like, "Who you with? Who you with?"
Boy, it's going to be an interesting week for the Curry family. At least you could say, Jim, that they're close in geographic proximity, so it's not hard on the family to travel.
Seth did stay with the team in the team hotel in San Francisco the night before the game. He did not come over to Stephen's house. And Aisha invited him for dinner, but he said, no, I'm going to stay with my team. So he's got his mind in the right direction.
Yep, absolutely. So, Jim, what do you expect right at the very beginning in this game?
I expect the Warriors to test the waters very quickly. I expect them to be aggressive, push the ball up the floor, and they're going to try to get shots up. I hope they're not overly anxious to get the shots up. You know, there are more shots available for Curry and Thompson without KD in the lineup. And you could see that in the first quarter in game number one. I thought they were a little over-anxious in that respect. And I think Portland is not going to be sloppy with the ball. They're going to be a little more deliberate. They're not going to be caught off guard with the double teaming, and they're going to have an answer for it. And I'm anxious to see what it is, because they just absolutely wilted when they turned the ball over 21 times and gave away 31 points.
Neither team wearing white uniforms tonight. Portland coming out in red with a black sash diagonally across the front. Portland across the front, black letters, black numbers on the backside. Warriors wearing their homage to Oakland jerseys, the town jerseys. White letters, white numbers on the backside. The Oakland tree on the front says the town.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Damian Lillard might even own one of those jerseys.
He might. James Capers is our crew chief tonight, veteran son of an official. Kenny Bauer, Josh Tippett, the other two. Tom Washington, the alternate. And in the replay center in Secaucus is David Guthrie. And the Warriors have the opening tip. Left to right they go on your radio dial.
If Cantor comes out, let's see if Bogut can get some dunks inside.
Bogut high post now. Backdoor cut. Draymond, he'll get a dunk. Coming right down the lane. It was wide open. A well-designed play by Steve Kerr's coaching staff. Gets him a 2-0 lead.
Cantor came out immediately. First play.
Yep. On the near side, it is Damian Lillard. Picks up his dribble, feeds Cantor. Two steps beyond the arc. Hand off to McCollum. Down the lane he goes. Stripped by Bogut, a whistle and a foul. Should be a side out for Portland on the foul.
He was in good defensive position, and
yep,
the ball was exposed. I don't blame him for reaching in.
Looks over to Steve Kerr and gives the international symbol of acknowledging his mistake. Patting himself on the chest and saying, my bad. Lillard on the inbounds to Cantor. Back to Lillard left side. Thompson right there with Draymond zoning up for help. Ball rotated up top. It's Amina with a dribble drive to the rim. It rolls around and off, tipped out. And now Harkless goes up back strong and scores. And Portland on the board. We're tied at two. Curry takes across midcourt. Curry looking right, throws to Bogut at the elbow. Bogut turns, screens, dribbles on Cantor down the lane, bounce pass to Andre, feeds Curry. Curry chased out by Lillard, back to Iguodala. 8 on the shot clock, low left, looking for a cutter. It's Klay Thompson, slow motion move, inside hand, whistle and a foul. And he's going to go to the line for 2. We've just been handed, literally, just like in the old days, hot off the press. A press release from the Warriors. And the updates on Kevin Durant, a strained right calf in Game 5, as you know, the Western Conference semifinals, showed good progress since beginning his rehab 1 week ago. He's not ready as of the moment to advance to on-court work. And center DeMarcus Cousins, with that torn left quad, has progressed to 2 on-court work, but still not ready for live action. Both players will be reevaluated in 1 week's time. So that means no Cousins, no Durant in games of 3 and 4. In Portland.
Nope, they will. They may make the trip, but they're not playing. 2 made by, free throws made by Klay Thompson.
And that makes it 4-2. There's your injury update. And the additional plug for our Stanford Healthcare injury update, I'm not sure. Lillard off the screen by Cantor. Lillard takes about a 25-footer, rolls off the rim. Bogut clears. Draymond takes it. Accelerates up the floor middle. Throws it right side to Curry. Pump fake. Dribbles in. Throws it out. Draymond's wide open. He'll take a 3 off the front rim. Curry tried to save it on the far side, but it goes into the Portland bench.
I'd like to see Draymond just take one dribble in and take a closer shot rather than the 3. No one's near him.
Or even take it down the lane and make people react to him.
Correct.
Lillard off the screen by Cantor, gets Curry, bounce pass to McCollum. Good rotation by Draymond that time. Warriors with some zone principles there. It's rocking back as C.J. McCollum on the left side. He scores, and we're tied at 4.
He does that as well as anyone in the league on that step back, Jay.
Lob to Draymond, the right side from Steph Curry. Steph stolen away. Lillard takes away the pass. He's got a 3-on-1. Chest pass over to Aminu, who goes in and dunks it. Curry holding that left hand again. Got jammed on the strip by Damian Lillard, that finger that was dislocated a series ago. Iguodala looking for Klay Thompson, who can't get free. Klay will screen for Andre. Klay takes the pass, screened by Bogut. Now driving on Cantor. Klay comes the other side to Iguodala, back to Klay. Pump fake, fly by, finds Draymond down the lane. He goes to the rim and scores. Nicely done. We're tied at 6.
Just as you called a moment ago, Tim. He saw it and read it.
Here comes McCollum, driving on Steph Curry. McCollum, right corner, left-hand dribble, to the paint, shoveled it up, it's off the rim, no good, tipped by Aminu, that won't go. Steph Curry has it, in transition, stops, throws over to Klay Thompson. He'll take it right baseline on Lillard, wants to back him down, patiently with a left-hand dribble, to the box, spins to the baseline, jumper up, and good.
No one came to double, so he just had all the time in the world.
He's gotten so good at that. And really patient with that move now. Lillard wearing bright green sneakers. I mean, you want to cross the street with him. Gets it to McCollum on the far wing. Screen by Cantor. McCollum has daylight. Takes a 3 and a round and down it goes. And Portland now leads by 1-9-8. Back and forth here in the first quarter. Iguodala with a bounce pass to Klay Thompson. Shoots over McCollum. Up and no good. Kind of hurrying. Oh, he thought he got fouled. He's slapping his arm to James Capers. Saying, hey, I got hit.
Portland's more assertive offensively.
And now an offensive foul as Aminu was a little too assertive and just drove into the chest of Draymond Green.
But they've got a lot more zip in their step, Tim. Portland does in their offense and defense, by the way.
Early substitution. Bogut will sit down and Kevon Looney to come in. So Kevon Looney. See a lot of action this year for the Warriors. Fourth year pro out of UCLA. Averaging 18 minutes a night in the postseason. 9-8, Trailblazers. Steph Curry left side. Leans in, throws out to Looney. Looney, dribble hands off to Thompson. Back to Looney on the pick and roll. Goes in trouble, throws it outside to Klay. Down the lane he goes, splitting defenders, driving layup won't go. And Harkless pulls down the rebound. Wearing a black headband, gets it over to McCollum. Launches for 3, and McCollum nailed that. Back-to-back triples. And it's a 12-8 Portland lead. Long lead out. Draymond goes up, got fouled, scores. Aminu with his second foul, and Draymond to the free throw line.
Tim, some players, you never throw that pass. Full length of the court with a man right there because they're not going to come up with it. But the Warriors trust Draymond Green. He's going to come up with the ball. Like a wide receiver, he's just going to go and get it from the defensive back.
Yeah, in football, they would say he's a receiver who can go get it in traffic.
Yes.
And Draymond is that guy on the basketball floor. He misses the free throw. Cantor with a clear.
They better pick up McCollum here because he's got the hot hand.
Curry screened off as McCollum takes him through Cantor once and twice. Warriors double him. Skip pass. Stolen away by Andre. Read the play. Ball knocked away. Andre gets it right sideline. Takes it to the middle of the floor to Draymond Green to Curry. Curry fires for three. Back rim, nothing there, and Lillard with it. 12-10 Portland, 7:25 to go. First quarter, game two. Lillard bouncing on the dribble. Comes left. Now penetrates to the paint. Leaves his feet. Throws out to Harkless. It's an above-the-break three, and it rolls up and in for the former St. John standout.
Well, he had 17 in game one, and that's unusual for him.
Curry makes penetration. Takes it to the right wing, shoveled to Draymond, left corner to Iguodala. He'll fire away. Off the back rim it goes, and Aminu with a defensive rebound. Portland bench was standing and screaming to Iguodala. Cantor running the floor, got free, blocked by Draymond, knocked it away. Outlets the ball to Curry after he ran down the Warrior bench. Curry dribble drive to the rim, scores.
Cantor had a layup, and he waited almost until the defender came.
He was surprised, I think, to be that wide open. Pick and roll, Cantor over to McCollum. Good closeout by Klay Thompson. McCollum now puts it on the deck. He'll drive and kick. It's Aminu for three. It's up and good right in front of the Warrior bench. And Portland has a six-point lead. Steph Curry in the front court. Met by McCollum. Backs up for a three. That's good for Curry. Curry knocked it down. 104 straight playoff games for Steph. And making at least one three in those.
Portland already has four threes. They only made seven in game one.
18-15 Portland. Lillard doubled to McCollum. Right baseline immediately. He had Cantor open the piston. Now he forces up a bad shot over Draymond and is bailed out with a foul call. Kenny Maurer with the whistle. Draymond with contact.
Yeah, Draymond he sometimes is a little aggressive on a shot like that. He comes underneath, and good officials see that body bump into the shooter.
Little different tempo here early in game two. It's 18-15 Portland, and we're at the halfway point of quarter number one. And this timeout brought to you by your Bay Area Lucky and Lucky California stores. Lucky and Lucky California, the fresh way to shop. 18-15 Portland leading by three. We're at the halfway point of quarter number one. Time for our Twitter question, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order your pizzas and salads online at MountainMikesPizza.com. Hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox or Jim at UOGrad66. Or send me an email at TimRoy@Warriors.com. Where and how are you listening? That's what we always want to hear from you. And what do you think the keys are for the series? We asked for predictions in game one. What are the keys for this series as we are now already into game two? And again, WarriorsVox on Twitter. You can send one to Jimmy UOGrad66 or send me an email at TimRoy@Warriors.com. Aminu on the free throw line. As we come back to action, our own Lauren Scott sat in on the Terry Stotts pregame press conference.
Hey, thank you. Terry Stotts talking about what he and his staff saw upon reviewing the tape of Game 1, saying they saw a lot of things they could have done better offensively, especially when it comes to generating shots, and admitted that after a day of practice with some film review, he does think they'll be in better shape come later tonight in this Game 2. Tim and Jim?
Thank you, Lawrence. Aminu made the first free throw, second one on the way. Myers Leonard is checked in for the first time tonight. Aminu makes two, Portland leading by five. They've led by as many as six.
Yeah, Leonard's the only Blazer that didn't play last game.
Devon Looney over to Iguodala. Both teams emptied the bench at the end. Curry in front of the Portland bench. Pick and roll with Draymond. Draymond catches low left, passes right. There's Iguodala. He's open. He fires. Corner three short. Rebound Lillard. Lillard cross court to McCollum. He's had the hot hand so far with 8 points. McCollum crossover drive on Klay Thompson. Floater up over Draymond. No good. Rebound. Myers Leonard throws it outside to Lillard. Lillard penetration back to Leonard. Goes up. A lot of contact. No call. Ball stripped away by Draymond. Here comes Curry the other way. Steph with a dribble behind the back. Sheds Lillard. Cross court skip. Threw it away. Right to McCollum. He spins away from Klay Thompson. Two on one with Aminu. McCollum to Aminu, who dunked it low left.
That's how to run a two on one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a looping cross court pass that was easily taken away. And kind of quizzical from Stephen.
Fast break points. 5-2 favoring the Blazers. Here comes Curry rejecting a screen from Looney. They try to pin him to the sideline. Throws the corner to Iguodala. Curry catches his pass back to Andre. Five to shoot. Draymond to Klay Thompson. Thompson takes a dribble. It's a three, and it's short. And immediately the rebound. McCollum got flattened by a Looney screen.
Fortunate the foul wasn't called.
Yep. Lillard now creating space on Klay Thompson. Pump fake three. No good. Rebound Draymond. 22-15 Portland. 4:30 to go in the first. Klay Thompson low left. Throws outside to Draymond. Back to Klay. They show double. Klay turns and shoots anyway. Short. Looney offensive rebound. Outside to Draymond. To Klay. Loads up another three. Got it. From the left side.
He made the adjustment. Short on the first one. He got this one up and gave it a chance.
Klay wanted that one to go down again. It's only James Capers. I'm getting hit on these jump shots. McCollum near wing. Calls up Leonard. The screen set. McCollum tries to split traffic. Does so. Handoff. Harkless goes inside. Blocked by Draymond. Knocked away. Steph Curry has it. Deflected it. Got the ball back. Throws for Klay Thompson. He got it between the legs. Down the lane. Pass to Iguodala. Goes up. Missed the layup. And the rebound to Aminu. McCollum comes to the near wing.
They were lucky to come up with the ball in the first place.
Absolutely. McCollum off the screen, straight on, tripled, and that's not good. 22-18, Warriors down four. Iguodala throws it ahead to Draymond, who was thrown down by McCollum, who helps him up and says, hey, I'm just trying to make a living here.
Draymond was inside him, or he would have had a dunk.
And McCollum was making sure he didn't get it.
Yes,
so, but he wanted to let Draymond know, hey, this was not me mad at you, this is me keeping you from scoring. Sean Livingston comes in. Iguodala to sit down. Klay Thompson finds a spot on the bench, and Alfonso McKinney gets a first quarter nod from head coach Steve Kerr.
They're going to need something from McKinney in this series.
Well, he saw one go through the basket from three-point range
on
last
bank.
Game. On the bank.
On the bank.
But it went
that
in.
That counts halfway.
It went in, so let's see if that helps. Draymond Green on a rip-through is fouled by Harkless, and that's going to be the fourth team foul on the Blazers. Warriors with two. Harkless not happy. He's not happy about that. He should have been playing in the last series. He would have really hated playing in that series. Livingston catches middle of the floor. Hand off Curry off a Looney screen. Curry takes the three. Got it. Oh, my goodness. Terry Stotts calls a timeout. What a shot by Curry, Jim. He had a guy on his hip, a defender in front, and took it for about 25 feet away.
They didn't expect him to shoot it. And Terry Stotts had words for Myers Leonard. And he's saying the opposite of what he did the first game with Kanter. You got to get out on that guy. You cannot stay back around the three-point line. He will shoot it from long distance.
Portland 22, Golden State 21. 3:22 to go. It's first quarter action of Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals. And it's right here on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Time for your Twitter question brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order your pizzas and salads online. Where and how are you listening? And what are your keys for the series? Peter from Fremont on email checks in, says defense sparks offense, limit turnovers, and need bench points from secondary players, and let Curry be Curry. But I guess that number four on his keys, Jim, could be good both ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. I'm just thinking about Myers Leonard on that last shot by Curry. He was at the three-point line defensively, but I think Terry Stotts had to remind him that he may take it 6 or 7 or 8 feet behind that three-point line.
Right. Luke checks in also an email. He's listening from Victoria, Australia, saying, go Dubs. Offensive foul, Myers Leonard sets an illegal screen on Alfonso McKinney as we come back to action. Damian Lillard right at half court, right after the play started. And a turnover on Portland will be their third. Curry, Draymond Green, Livingston, Looney, and McKinney. Livingston to handle, the veteran from Peoria, Illinois. On the bounce pass to Draymond Green up top. Draymond holds it, gets it back to Livingston. Curry through the elevator screen, a whistle. It's going to be an offensive foul on the Warriors. And this will be on Draymond.
Yeah, that elevator screen, we haven't seen that in a while.
That's his second foul, by the way.
Ooh.
And he looks over the coach's staff and says, no, I'm good.
Yeah, he knows how to manage that. But that elevator screen you come from, under the basket, straight up, right through the middle of the lane, up to the top.
It's called elevator because then the two offensive players come together closing the door of the elevator.
Yes.
And you should be open. Rodney Hood's out there. Rodney Hood pogos into a jumper right side. That's good. His confidence at an all-time high right now.
Absolutely. He was the best player off the bench for the Blazers game one.
24-21 Portland. Curry takes a hand off Draymond. They double-team him very quickly. McKinney gets on the right wing, dribbling on Seth Curry. And Draymond Green gets it back up top. Draymond waits for Steph. Steph can't get free, so Draymond lobbed it over to Looney for a dunk.
He beat his man because they thought he was going to throw it over to a shooter, Stephen Curry.
Myers Leonard struggling now, and Zach Collins at the scorer's table for Portland. Lillard bounced past to Leonard. Skipped over to Harkless. Left wing three. Got it. Harkless buried it, and Portland back up by four.
Can he keep this up in this series? He played well.
Curry, pick and roll, finds Livingston. Down the lane, stops and shoots over Seth Curry, and it's good. Livingston with a spinning jump shot. That's 27-25, Trailblazers.
Great decision on that size advantage.
Alfonso McKinney giving Lillard a different look defensively. Leonard takes the high post pass, can't get it back to Lillard. Dribbles to the near side. Now hand off to Seth Curry. Back to Leonard. Leonard open for three. Too strong. Livingston defensive rebound. 90 seconds to go in the quarter. Warriors down two. Curry ahead to McKinney. Bad pass. And it's intercepted by Seth Curry, who dribbles up the floor. Portland running hard. Warriors getting back slow. Seth Curry's shot rejected by Draymond. It goes into the third row. And that's his third block of the quarter. Man.
Well, there's no better player in transition defense than Draymond Green to sniff out a play. And to sniff out a shot. He knows where it's going.
16 on the shot clock. They throw it into Hood to Lillard. Collins is out there now for Leonard. Lillard gets it over to Hood. Pump fake, dribbles in, throws out. And it is Turner. Turner for Hood. Hood spinning on Livingston. Takes the foul line, shoots over him. Tried to get a foul call with exaggerated movement, but the bucket's good. And it's 29-25. Livingston to Jarebko. Jarebko bounce pass to Steph Curry. Steph Curry takes a dribble for balance and knocks down the jumper. And the Warriors keeping pace. Both teams trading baskets here. And Portland leading by two.
Really worked hard to get open on that. Did a little back step.
Much different ball game. Much different feel than game one. No carryover in the playoffs. Lillard guarded by McKinney. Bumped into him and picks up a foul. And that's going to be the side out for Portland with 36.3 to go in quarter number one.
I hope he understood that that was a foul to give and that he's not going to play defense like that all night long. He's got to move his feet.
Yeah, it looked like he reached in, though, Jim.
Well, I know, but he can't reach in. He's going to get burned.
No, but I'm saying that's why maybe to believe it was a foul to give.
Okay.
Lillard backs up, shoots over McKinney off the inbounds, off the dribble, no good. Jarebko there to clean it up, and Steph Curry will walk it up with a six-second differential. No reason to hurry. Neither team a foul to give. Steph Curry, go ahead.
Playing the entire first quarter is Steph as usual.
On top of the logo, off a Jarebko pick. Splits traffic, stumbles down the lane. Left hand, runner no good, a whistle and a foul. Now that'll put Steph on the free throw line. He went early, though. 10.6 to go in the quarter. I guess that's not as early as you might think with a six-second differential. So,
and for the first time in this series, after a quarter, the Warriors will shoot more free throws, albeit small sample size tonight here in this first quarter. That free throws kept the Blazers in the game in game one.
Game one. Curry makes the first. Here comes Jordan Bell. By the way, Joe checks in on Twitter. Great to listen to you guys. Stuck in traffic on Highway 92 eastbound. We'll drive safe and listen on. We will keep you updated what's going on here. Jarebko to sit. So Bell's in there for defense for the final 10.6.
Just as long as it's not 2.9.
No, that didn't work out too well. Curry.
Inside joke.
Second free throw. Ties the game at 29. Here comes Lillard. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Lillard on the jog. Crosses midcourt. Comes hard left side. Doubled. Feeds over to Evan Turner. He'll fire away from 14. That was easy. 0.5 to go in the quarter. Curry stolen away by Seth Curry, but he can't get a shot off. And the Warriors will have to be satisfied trailing by two at the end of one. Portland 31, Golden State 29. Second quarter action upcoming. It's the Western Conference Finals on the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Portland 5 of 10 from distance, and that's two less than they had in all of Game 1 with seven threes. 8 points for C.J. McCollum, 8 points for Mo Harkless, 9 for Al Farouq Aminu. And if the forwards continue to score like this, Portland's going to be in very good shape. Damian Lillard did not score in the first quarter, 0 for 3. Steph Curry with 12 for the Warriors. Klay Thompson with 7 for the Dubs. Andre Iguodala 0 for 3 from the field. Warriors shot 55%, Portland 46. Turnovers 4-3 favoring the road team. 4 turnovers for Golden State resulting in 8 points. 3 for Portland. No points scored off those turnovers for Golden State. It's all part of your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Get your game time grub delivered at mountainmikespizza.com.
The Blazers got the wake-up call. They're an entirely different stature here today and the way they're playing. And McCollum, his 8 points all came in the first 6 minutes. He got them off to a great start, Tim.
Myers Leonard having a long discussion with Kenny Maurer, a pleasant discussion. They're both walking away nodding. Rodney Hood with McCollum, Collins, Turner, and Seth Curry for the Blazers. Quinn Cook, who is a college a teammate of Seth Curry, he's guarding him. Jarebko, Klay Thompson, Livingston, and Bell. This group played very well at the start of the second and fourth quarters in Game 1. Turner now wheels on Jarebko, stumbles in, nowhere to go, locked up, takes a fadeaway jumper, whistle and a foul. It's on Jarebko, and Turner goes to the free throw line.
Jarebko knows he got him.
Yep.
He's got a height advantage. He just ought to go straight. He hit his elbow instead, didn't put his arm straight up. He came into him with that arm. And I don't know whether he thought he'd get away with it, but he didn't.
Evan Turner bought some of the rookies for Portland some suits the last couple of years. And then one of the reasons he did was when he was a rookie, Andre Iguodala did the same thing for him in Philadelphia. Paying it forward. Two free throws, good for Turner, 33-29.
Let's see what the bench can do with Klay Thompson out there.
Portland leading by 4. Klay, pick and roll with Bell. Bounce pass to a wide open Livingston, got fouled by Collins. And Livingston goes to the free throw line to shoot 2. 11:34 to go in the second quarter. Nice look and pass by Klay Thompson off the dribble.
And you can see how quickly Zach Collins reacted. He is very athletic. And he's a good 6'11", they say 7 feet. He may not be 7, right, but he moves extremely well.
Second time this year's playoffs, the Warriors have trailed after one quarter. The other one was May 10th at Houston. In Game 6, Warriors were down by 1. Livingston hit the second, missed the first. Golden State down by 3. Portland has led most of the way. They've had their largest lead was 7 points. Rodney Hood gets free. Collins with a big-time illegal screen. Frees up Hood. The jumper is no good. The rebound to Cook.
Well, breathe a sigh of relief if you're defending him on that one.
Well, Collins took like 2 steps and just bumped Livingston off his route. Bell to Livingston. Chest pass over to Klay Thompson. Thompson, pressured by Hood, takes him right side with the dribble. Feeds Livingston. Shuffled over to Bell. Good pump fake on Collins. Now locked up. Throws up top to Jarebko. Dribble drive for Jonas in traffic with time running out. Shot no good. Jarebko gets in his offensive rebound. Back out to Livingston. Fresh 14 for the Dubs. Livingston going to work. Throws to Jarebko. Dribble drive on Turner. Stops behind the back pass to Bell for a lay-in low right.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, but it was sweet. 10:38 to go, first half. My goodness. Turner, left side. Got it to McCollum. Pump fake. Off a screen. Floater out of the way. Short. Got his own rebound. Put back. Crawls over the rim and good.
He's good at that. Straight down the middle. He gets a lot of offensive rebounds on his own missed shot. He follows extremely well.
He's just good.
Yes, he is.
Jarebko, middle of the floor. He and Livingston with a hands off. Back to Jarebko just inside the hash mark on the left wing. One dribble finds Thompson at the free throw line. Doubled over to Bell. Bell looking for a bank shot. It's up, it's off, no good. And Turner has the rebound. 35-32 Portland. 2 minutes gone by in the second quarter. Turner with the dribble. Flipped it to Seth Curry. Seth Curry now looking. Chest pass over to Rodney Hood. Not afraid to fire. The three ball is good for Hood.
You missed the last one. You knew that was going in.
He has doubled the advantage for the Trailblazers. Klay Thompson off a pick. Thompson. picks up the dribble, feeds Livingston over to Jarebko. Didn't get it in time to shoot. Back up top to Klay Thompson. Pressured there by Hood. Thompson dribbles, feeds Jarebko for a two. It's off the rim. Bell trying to get the rebound. Deflected to Klay Thompson. Baseline jumper swish.
They should give the assist to Jordan Bell on that one. What a great play.
38-34. Simply contesting for the rebound. Led to a bucket.
Came from one side of the lane to the other.
Turner to Seth Curry, who fades and gets it out to Collins. Back to Seth Curry. Fakes off the screen. There is an illegal screen again by Collins. He knocked Cook down, and that's an offensive foul. That's the third foul on Collins in 4 minutes.
Of course, Quinn Cook and Seth Curry know each other very well from Duke.
Yes, they do. Klay Thompson to Jarebko to Cook. Cook backs up off the screen by Bell. Cross screen to the free throw line. Back to Bell. Bell dribble handoff. Klay Thompson. And that's an illegal screen. And another turnover on the Warriors. This will be their fifth.
Kenny Meyer right on. He was watching that.
Yep.
And it was just a little bit of a move, but just enough to knock off the defender.
Yeah. Use that right shoulder. If he had hung, if he had just stayed there,
yep,
the screen would have been effective and it wouldn't have been a foul. Put to McCollum. McCollum now rejects the screen. Comes to the middle. A lot of bodies there. Tough shot over Bell. No good. Rebound Turner. Kick out to Collins. Back over to Hood. Now with 10 on the clock. McCollum gets it right sideline. Skip pass to Seth Curry. A dangerous pass goes out of bounds off his hands. And Portland gives the ball right back to Golden State. Warriors need to cash in on this turnover. They've yet to cash in on any of the Portland turnovers. Warriors down four. 38-34. 8:25 to go second quarter. Cook wheels to the middle. Bounce pass to Bell. Bell dribbles away from traffic. Picks up his dribble. Feeds Thompson. Thompson guarded by Seth Curry. Blazers want a double. Seth Curry deflected it off of Clay's foot. And it's out of bounds. And the Portland bench right now is alive.
That play started badly from the start. They didn't get it down to the low block for Klay Thompson. So they started at a disadvantage. And there were too many. The spacing was horrible.
Bell has to be careful here because Cantor is on the floor. Very crafty offensive rebounder. Hand off from McCollum. Bell tried to knock it away. McCollum runs it down the backcourt. Still has 10 to shoot. Working on Klay Thompson. Middle of the floor. Left hand dribble between the legs twice. Back to the right hand. Fades and fires. Top of the key. Jumper good.
You don't stop that, Tim. Nope. He just executes it too well.
40-34. 12 of the 40 for Portland belong to C.J. McCollum. Portland leads by six, and Damian Lillard has yet to score. Jarebko up top. Dribbles to the right side. Finds Klay Thompson. Doubled inside. Livingston. Handoff Bell. Look out. Right hand slam. That duck can fly.
Every switch you make there, you read it, and you look for the open man, and they found him.
That was really well done.
Tic-tac-toe.
40-36. Trailblazers. Bounce pass for Turner. Spins to the rim. Goes up. Rejected by Bell. Swatted out. Count to Rodney Hood. 5 on the clock. Takes a three off the dribble. Front rim no good. Tipped in by Cantor. 42-36 Portland.
Bell was inside him, but he was right in front of the basket. Just too far, too close.
You have to be careful. Klay Thompson off a screen for three. No good. Jarebko offensive rebound. Jarebko sets up. Downstairs Livingston. Touch pass. Klay Thompson. Double clutches on the three. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Turner. Warriors down six and Turner on the jaw. Lillard coming to the scorer's table. Seth Curry is open for three. No good. There's Jarebko again. His fourth rebound in 6 minutes. And Klay Thompson will take it across midcourt and call a timeout. 6:30, our time remaining. It's quarter number two. Portland is controlling play tonight. They lead by 6, 42-36. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Kirk checks in from the cell phone lot at SFO, waiting for his daughter to return home from college at the University of Michigan. Well, that's always a great homecoming, seeing your kid come home from college. 42-36, Blazers lead by six. And C.J. McCollum, with 12 points, has it going, and he's keeping the mid-range game alive.
Yeah, the mid-range jumper will never die as long as I play. No, I mean, like, it's a shot that I'm very comfortable with and a shot that is easy. You know, when you work on it, it becomes an easy shot, especially late in games. A lot of people think three and key is the way to do it, but it's hard to I mean, Steph gets off a lot of threes. Klay, some of those guys can get off threes, but sometimes it's hard to get that three off, and the refs tend to not call fouls down the stretch of game, so you need to be able to get to a sweet spot where you're comfortable.
McCollum does that. He gets to a lot of very good spots between the three-point line and the basket. He's one of the best in the game. Steph Curry out there, guarded by Seth. It's the driveway matchup. He gets out with a bounce pass to Klay Thompson. Gets to the paint. Fadeaway jumper from 12 short, and the rebound to Lillard.
He didn't see the secondary defender coming, and it got into his vision, and he had to change a little bit.
Lillard yet to score. Feeds Kanter after a double team. Kanter goes to work on Draymond. Lost the ball. Turned it right over. I'm always amazed, Jim. I'm just stunned.
That people go challenge Draymond?
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay, I'm going to challenge one of the best defenders in the game. Here's Curry off a fake. Goes up. Got fouled by Kanter on a pump fake. And Curry will shoot three.
Well, Kanter said, I did what the coach wanted. I've got to go out and get him, which I did not do in game one, and I still get burned.
Well, Stephen Curry goes to the free throw line. Mention C.J. McCollum and those mid-range jump shots. And he is tied for eighth best this past regular season. Most elbow field goals made. He made 100 of them this year.
I told you, I think he and Durant are the best in the league at that. And he scored 37 points in Game 7 against Denver, hitting only 1-3 and only a couple of free throws.
Yeah.
He scored 37. So the 2 is pretty valuable for him.
It's an old-school thing. He's fifth best during the regular season in field goal percentage on two-point jump shots at 49.8%.
I'll tell you what, he's pretty good. He eludes his man after he picks up that dribble. Is it the last dribble? And he sidesteps, and he gets open. Curry makes all three.
Makes all three, and Jim, that cuts the Trailblazer lead in half. 42-39 is the count now, and Curry 5-for-5 from the line. Lillard the ball in the front court. Right in front of the Warrior coaching staff, picks up the dribble to Seth Curry. Seth Curry drives by Looney, goes up over Draymond. It's up and good off the glass. Very nice drive. Draymond gets it. Really hustles to the front court. Hands off to Steph Curry for three. It's no good. Ball tipped by Andre. Batted back by Seth Curry. Lillard has it. Lillard to the front court. Pass over to Seth Curry. No look to McCollum. Spaces the floor for three and buried it.
And the sidestep again for the three.
47-39, Portland's largest lead. Bounce pass to Looney from Klay Thompson. Looney with a left-hand finish. Good over Kanter.
My gosh, he looks like he's been doing that his entire career.
Seems like every week Looney looks a little bit better, has a different move. McCollum falls down and a foul as he split defenders and was tripped by Kevon Looney.
He does something that kind of old school, Tim. Tiny Archibald used to do it. You throw the ball ahead and you chase through it. You chase through a double team. Someone's reaching in. You throw it ahead and you run to it. And that's how I picked up the foul.
And now Klay Thompson's called for a hole before the ball is inbounded.
Ooh, that's a...
That's a free throw and possession. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
Away from the play foul, and Draymond Green, Klay Thompson come over. Steve Kerr, hands in pockets, talks to Kenny Maurer.
Yeah, that's a mental error to do that. That's a gift.
Free throw is good for McCollum. 48-41 Portland. It's not distressing for the Warriors, but it's not great either because Portland's confidence. Now we get a whistle, and it's an offensive foul, and it's on the Trailblazers. It's on McCollum. Apparently he got his arm underneath Klay Thompson's arm and batted it up to try to get another foul, but could not. Steph Curry to the front court. Steph, and it's stolen by little brother.
He has to know he's behind him.
Seth Curry takes it away. 48-41 Portland. Left wing Lillard. Lillard has Aminu guarded by Steph Curry. Instead, dribbles on his own. Pass in ill-advised to Kanter. And another foul on Golden State. Josh Timmons blows the whistle. And this is on Looney. Yes, his second. Fourth team foul. The Warriors just not, as you were saying before, Jim, not moving their feet.
Well, you've got to be alert, too. And four reds in front of you, you know your brother's coming up behind.
Here is Lillard. Picks up his dribble. Double feeds him. Aminu in traffic. Bounce pass. Kanter layup good.
Wow.
And a nine-point lead for Portland. Largest of the game. 50-41. Steph Curry. Double behind the back to Looney. Dribble hands off Klay Thompson. Squares up for three. Off the front rim and no good. Amidu pulled down the rebound, flicked it back to Lillard.
Thompson's 3 of 11, Tim. 1 of 4 from 3.
Lillard stops. Feeds over to Seth Curry. Working on his brother. Calls up for McCollum. Screen set. Seth Curry now on Klay Thompson with the dribble. 7 to shoot. Down the lane he goes. Runner up over Klay. No good. Whistle and a foul. And again, it's Josh Tivins blowing the whistle. And Klay Thompson picks up his second foul.
That would have been a tough shot to complete. And you never want to foul a guy who is going away from the basket, Tim, as you well know.
He made contact with the arm.
Yeah, you just have to.
It was after the ball was released, but it's still contact with the arm, and it still looks like a foul.
Yes. And when someone's, you know, fading away with kind of a running hook or a half hook, that shot's about a 15% or at best.
Steve Kerr up with a play call here. Free throws by Seth Curry. They're both good, and Portland has a double-digit lead. A 10-2 run for the Blazers in 96 seconds, and they lead 52-41.
Let's see if the Warriors get their wake-up call. I think they're a little shocked right now.
Looney downstairs to Draymond. To the back cut, Curry. Tough shot over Lillard with the right hand. Kissed it in off the window.
Man, that is a tough shot, and he knew he was in trouble, but he made it.
17 the first half for Curry. Lillard fires a three around and down. A young man from East Oakland gets a hometown role there. Even though he plays for the road team, Curry stops and fires for three. Tried to get a foul. Didn't get it.
What was he spreading his legs out for?
Not sure. Cantor with a rebound. Lillard to the front court. Drives down. Takes contact and gets fouled by Iguodala. And Lillard to shoot two.
I'm going to tell you something, Tim. The Blazers have supreme confidence right now. They've forgotten all about game one.
As well they should. Portland right now has dominated this game. They've outscored the Warriors 10-2 in fast break points, outscored them in bench points, second chance points. And Damian Lillard only has 4, and yet they lead by 13. It's 56-43 as he made the first free throw. Second one on its way. It's up and no good, and Draymond Green pulls down the rebound. Draymond wants to push. One man fast break down the right wing. Warriors late arriving. Draymond picked up the dribble. Feeds over for Looney. Now up top to Draymond. McKinney will screen for Steph Curry.
They switched.
McKinney curls left side. Pass over to Steph. Working on Lillard. Baseline. Sees a double team. Inside to Iguodala, who was held by Seth Curry on the catch.
It's a good read from Stephen Curry.
Yep.
He kept the dribble alive, and so he was able to maneuver a little bit with that last dribble before zipping the pass inside. He picks it up, they clamp on him, and you're not going to get over two bigs, and a turnover is waiting.
Klay Thompson's brief respite is over. He comes back in, and McKinney heads to the bench. Klay will hand off to Steph. Steph down the lane. Stops in traffic. Three defenders there. Over to Andre. Post up for Draymond. Rip through on Cantor. Ball knocked out of bounds by Cantor. 3.3 to shoot. Draymond Green thought he got fouled. No surprise for veteran Warriors radio listeners. Curry to throw it in near side. That's Steph Curry, guarded by his brother Seth. Over to Draymond. Draymond takes a jumper. It's up and good. Baseline right. Draymond hits it. The Warriors needed that.
Amino did not think he was even going to shoot it. That's what he just gave him room.
Warriors down 11 here in game two. 2:45 to go. Second quarter of play. Cantor handoff Lillard. Lillard backs up in the dribble. Doubled, feeds Cantor. Cantor over to a wide open Aminu. He has all day and he missed it. Steph Curry with a rebound. Jogging down the left wing. Met by his little brother. Gets a screen from Draymond. Comes to the right. Still dribbling. Bounce past Draymond. Lob inside for Looney. Bad pass. Deflected away by Lillard. Picked up by Iguodala. Iguodala dribbles out of the paint to Steph Curry. Big dribble. No, it's a travel on Steph. And a turnover.
Yeah, he picked up his pivot foot before he put the ball out of his hand.
2:19 to go, a timeout on the floor. Second quarter action continues with Portland leading 56-45. On the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Coming up at halftime, Damian Jones after not playing since early December, participated in Game 1. Here's Lawrence Scott.
Hey, thank you. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, bringing us the chance to see the return to action of Damian Jones.
You know, I haven't played 5-on-5 since, you know, December, and it just felt great, you know, just that and, you know, us getting that win. So it was just all around great.
And much more with DJ coming up at the half. Tim and Jim.
Warriors down 11. So far have not had an answer for the uber-aggressive Portland Trailblazers here in this first half. Damian Lillard watches McCollum flash through. Lillard guarded by Iguodala. Uses Kanter as a screen. Takes a three off the dribble from downtown. And nailed it.
And here's Seth Curry with a steal, but he misses the reverse layup. But the Warriors got very lucky there.
And here's Draymond Green. Dribble drive by Draymond. Got fouled. Goes up. Foul is on Harkless. Seth. The only Warrior that's really taking the ball to the basket, Jim, and is showing a, you know, the Curry and Thompson are getting double-teamed, triple-teamed, so they're having to move the ball. But other than that, Draymond Green's been the only Warrior showing aggressive tendencies to the rim.
Well, he's got the quickness to do it. And, you know, in all candor, when Looney's in there, it's tough for him to go if there's nobody around, and he'll slip to the basket and get a pass. But off the dribble, Livingston's not going to beat someone all the way to the rim. Jarebko, you know, he's just not fast and quick enough to get to the rim when he tries to do so. It's tough. And that's why you have to play to someone's strengths and not their weaknesses.
Draymond missed both free throws, and Kanter clears for Portland. The red clad Blazers, complete confidence right now. Lillard rotates to Seth Curry. Good close out by his brother. Now to Wiminu. Dribble drive. The floater's up and short. Rebound deflected away. Klay Thompson's got it. Wheels up the left wing. Draymond took a hit, and he's late arriving. Draymond takes the pass middle, hand off to Klay. Klay doubled, lost the ball, turnover. Lillard's got it. 10th turnover for the Warriors. Lillard right side, Seth Curry for three. It's up and good. Golden State is down 17 here in Game 2. 62-45. Still 75 seconds left.
Can someone other than Curry score?
In the second, lob for Looney. Good catch. One dribble. Has to work really hard. Scored and got fouled. Kanter with a foul over the back.
Yeah, they're defending the lob a little better, so it's not going up for a flush. But Looney comes to meet the ball to make sure it doesn't get turned over. The turnover by Thompson. He went up to shoot or pass, and the ball just slipped out of his hands to him. We saw that in the Houston series as well.
Golden State's being outscored on points off turnovers, 18-3. Looney hits the free throw. Warriors down 14.
Portland's flipped the switch.
Absolutely. McCollum on the jog left wing. Double. Don't forget the Warriors are also without DeMarcus Cousins here. McCollum, dribble drive, throws outside. And Portland without Jusuf Nurkić. Off the screen. Lillard comes baseline, leaves his feet, throws it way outside. Seth Curry grabbed it. Three to shoot, backs up. Takes a three, it's on the way, it's front rim, no good, tipped out, grabbed by Lillard. A fresh 14 for Portland. Warriors don't get a defensive rebound. Lillard stops and pops left side, it's a three, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. And again, the Warriors are down by 17. Lillard has a 10-point second quarter. Steph Curry fakes, dribbles by Kanter, goes up left hand, it's up and good. 27 seconds remaining. Warriors down by 15.
He's got 19, and it's not enough. Someone else has to produce. And also, how about 65 points they've given up in the first half?
Portland has had an answer for the Warriors' swarming defense here. Iguodala guarding Lillard. Lillard blasts right by him. Throws it over left wing. Open there is Aminu. He missed the front of the rim. Iguodala to Steph Curry. 2 seconds from half court. Good if it goes. Off the glass, no good. And we're at halftime, but the Warriors have a lot of work to do here in Game 2. 16 for McCollum, 10 for Lillard, 19 for Curry, 9 for Klay Thompson. But it's 65-50 for Portland, who have taken 8 more shots than the Warriors. We're at halftime. R.C. Davis, Lawrence Scott are next on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
The Western Conference Finals, Game 2, is presented by Google Nest. Tim and Jim.
Thank you, R.C. We're at halftime, 65-50, Portland leading by 15, and the Warriors have work to do. Stephen Curry at 19, Klay Thompson with 9, but was a little cold, 3 of 11 from shooting. Draymond Green, well, he was probably overall one of the best players on the floor, as he is most nights, with 8 points, 4 assists, 6 boards, 4 block shots, all in the first quarter, ties his playoff career high. But overall, the Warriors just did not have an answer for the Portland offense. They held Damian Lillard scoreless, but during that period, C.J. McCollum had 12, Jim. They have to find a way to stem the tide here.
And it starts by defending the three-point line better. They're not nearly as aggressive defensively because Portland hasn't allowed them to be that way. They've been more aggressive at the offensive end, and allowing 11 threes for the Warriors, that's tough.
Game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order your pizzas and salads online. Second half underway. Portland with the ball. C.J. McCollum has it. Pull-up jumper. Rattled that home. And Portland, for the third time in this game, lead by 17.
He's getting to any spot that he wants, and he's automatic from there.
18 points on 7 of 12 shooting. McCollum pushes Curry off the play. Thompson gets it. Drives on Lillard. Doubled. Floats it out to Draymond. Draymond above the break, three. Back rim, no good. Tipped out Looney, who's starting in the second half for Bogut. Over to Steph Curry, who nails a three from the left wing.
Yeah, that gives you hope. If he'd missed that, Portland would really just jump on that and say, this is our night.
Curry now with 22.
Wide open.
Maybe one of those nights to get Steph Curry the ball and get out of the way. Lillard doubled up top, beats Cantor. Cantor gets it over to Amina, who lost it. A whistle and a foul. It's on Draymond. On a reach-in, Draymond picks up his third foul. Side out for Amina.
So a lot of times they don't call the first foul on Draymond, but then they will the second if play continues, and that's exactly what Kenny Maurer surmised in that situation.
Cantor catches the inbounds, top of the key. One dribble, McCollum. Blasting left side. Drives in, floats it up. It's on the rim, and it's around and out. It could have been offensive interference there. Rebound, Steph Curry. It was close. Steph Curry on the bounce. Pass down to Klay Thompson. Working on Lillard. One-on-one. Takes him to the corner. Lillard trying to body up defensively. Passing to Draymond, who throws a pass over the head, and it goes out of bounds. And the Warriors pick up their 11th turnover of the game.
Well, he was open. The idea was right, but just execution did not work.
Body language on the Warrior bench right now is not good.
Yeah, they're pretty quiet.
Lillard between the circles, guarded by Klay Thompson. Here comes McCollum. Screen set. Lillard guarded by Curry. Lillard off the pick. Looney cuts him off. Lillard double pass kicked by Curry, and it comes out of bounds. No kick. Shot clock. It went off the knee, says Kenny Maurer, or thigh. Did they reset it? No, they're going to... 14 on the clock. And now Josh Timmy comes over and says, was that a kick or was it not a kick? Now they're going to bring in James Capers. And the quorum now. Kenny Maurer pointing as to where the ball should be inbounded. I think that's part of it.
How'd you see it?
It looked like a kick to me. It looked like he intended to hit it with his leg, and he did.
Yeah, I was going to say, it went off his leg.
Yeah.
As he raised it.
But because it's a kick, it doesn't matter where the ball goes out of bounds. You're going to inbounds in the front court. Aminu, Lillard gets free. Lillard at the midcourt stripe. Has his choice of screens. Doubled on the sideline. Dribbles out of it. So strong. Comes back to the right hand. Fades and fires. It's up and no good. Draymond with a rebound. What a sequence there. Draymond to the front court.
Take care of the ball. The turnovers have killed him.
Takes a look at the floor. Throws right wing to Klay Thompson. Quick shot. No good. He hurried it. Rebound goes to Harkless.
He's two of his last 11 is Klay.
Harkless dribbles, almost falls down with it. Picks it up. Needs help. Gets it to McCollum. McCollum doubled. They float it to Harkless. One dribble comes middle. A turn to a whistle and a foul. On Iguodala, Josh Tiven, and they're going to give Harkless shots on the play.
Ooh, he was looking to pass. He got squeezed. He was sandwiched, but I do not think he was thinking of shooting.
Well, his head was looking to the sideline. He wasn't looking at the basket.
That's what I mean.
This is not shots on the play. That's just not a very good call by Josh Tiven. Free throw's on the way, and it's good.
Yeah, those kinds of calls, sometimes you wonder, the man who made the call, did he ever play the game? It does help.
Absolutely does help. And don't get me wrong, it's not an easy game to officiate in any stretch of the imagination. These are the very best in the world. 69-53, and now Harkless in double figures, the third Blazer to get there. Curry falls down with a dribble. Throws a bounce pass from his knees to Looney, who hands off to Klay Thompson. Thompson jump pass back to Andre for a three look, and it's on the rim. Bounces up, no good. Cantor the rebound. Iguodala swatted the ball away. Tipped out of bounds by Aminu, and Golden State gets it back.
Yeah, in order for them to win this game, Iguodala has to hit a three or two.
He's moving very slowly. He had his left ankle looked at earlier in the game.
You know, he made five in game six against Houston. It was critical.
Curry right in front of the Warrior bench in the far corner to throw it in.
Iguodala hasn't scored anything yet tonight.
Looney catches the inbounds. Back to Steph Curry. Off the dribble. Three. It's up and good. And Steph can feel it right now. He is keeping the Warriors within shouting distance now. It's 69-56 Portland. 9:05 to go in the third.
Can anybody else get in double figures for the Warriors?
Lillard has it stripped and stolen by Looney. Throws ahead to Steph Curry, who stops and pops a 15-footer. That's good. Timeout Portland. Lillard on the deck.
He's unorthodox, isn't he?
Oh, man. How about Kevon Looney going to the floor, stealing the ball from Damian Lillard? Warriors down by 11, 8:53 to go in the third. It's game two, Western Conference Finals on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 69-58 Portland. With 8:53 to go, Kevon Looney with the steal and then igniting a fast break that led to a Steph Curry 15-footer. Head coach Steve Kerr, when they started to see that Looney was going to fulfill his potential.
Last season's training camp, during that training camp last year, every single day you just say, man, he's in the right place every time. And man, is he disciplined. And man, is he smart. And over and over again, just the consistency of his effort and his focus. And you could tell the guy was a real pro if he could just stay healthy. And the beauty of this the last 2 years is he stayed healthy.
Portland on the inbounds and Lillard to walk it up. Trailblazers are never in a hurry. They're a team that likes to possess the ball and take their time. McCollum off the screen. Double to the far corner at half court. Trapped. Tied up. Throws it now to Aminu. Bounce pass to Harkless. Over Looney. Blocked by Looney. Tipped by Harkless. Saved. But Stephen Curry grabs it. Stephen down the break. Stephen comes middle. Handoff. Klay Thompson. The three on the go. Good!
That's when Klay's at his best. Before the defense gets set. And no dribbles.
8-0-1 for Golden State. And they trail by 8. But they have awakened Oracle Arena. McCollum, left side, cut off by Steph Curry. Shoots over the top of him. Short. Looney's got the rebound. Draymond dropped the outlet, but gets it over to Steph Curry.
Defense made him shoot it line drive. No arc on the ball.
Steph to Looney, mid-post left wing. Dribble handoff, Klay Thompson. Thompson double, puts it on the deck, weaving to the paint. Handoff to Iguodala. Back to Klay. Open three on the way. Money! Cold, hard, cash! And it's 69-64. The 17-point lead for Portland down to 5. And just listen to this play. Lillard left side, pulls up for a jumper over Thompson. No good. Rebound Iguodala. He wants to run. Down the floor, all the way. Pump fake. Throws outside. Steph Curry, pump fake. Fly by. Three ball. Short. Looney, offensive rebound. Out to Iguodala. Downstairs, Draymond. Layup. Good! Terry Stotts has no choice. He has to call another timeout. ...16-2 run, one possession game. Portland 69, Golden State 66. Game two continues on the Warriors Radio Network. Golden State already with 7 fast break points in this quarter, and they have 5 points off of turnovers. They'll had only 3 in the first half. And a 16-2 run, and Jim Barnett, as you pointed out to me as we went to the break, that run fueled by the Warriors' big guns.
Stephen Curry scored the first 8 that they had, and then the 2 threes from Thompson, and then to finish it off, they find Draymond, point-blank look inside.
Substitutions for Portland. Collins has checked in. Aminu to sit down. And Rodney Hood, who went to the locker room for a moment, but nothing serious there. He's back out there. He's been bothered by a sore left knee. Lillard with the ball, takes it right on top of the town logo that signifies his hometown. Gets it to C.J. McCollum off a Collins screen. Back to the
step back court.
He stepped back court. They missed it.
Yep.
The ball left wing. Hood with that move. That herky-jerky left-hand floater, no good. Rebound, Draymond Green gets it out to Klay Thompson. Klay down the right side. Dribble drive. Baseline. Goes reverse over his head. Missed it. And the rebound to McCollum.
He just doesn't know quite how to do that. He makes it too difficult.
6:35 remaining in the third. McCollum locked up. Lob inside. Harkless goes up in traffic and scores. 71-66 Blazers.
Klay ought to just go reverse layup with his right hand. A little reverse. It's easy for him. I've seen him do it many times.
Steve Kerr gets pick and roll for Curry. Up top to Looney. No action on the weak side as of yet. So Looney just dribbling. And now gives it back to Curry, who goes to the right. Bounce passing Iguodala for a dunk inside.
Iguodala's first points of the night. Coming a good time.
Curry set him up beautifully. 71-68. Curry with 5 assists, 5 rebounds. Always has been an underrated rebounder. Lillard on top of the logo again. Collins the screen. Lillard right side. Bounce pass. Collins has it. Drives on Looney. Stripped off his knee. Turnover. Draymond Green reached in to knock it away.
Collins thought he was home free because he was by Looney. And he was either going to get fouled or get a dunk. And all of a sudden, Draymond struck.
Damian Jones getting maybe the biggest call for him certainly this year, maybe in his career. He comes in now for Kevon Looney. With 5:43 to go in the third in a three-point game of game two of the Western Conference Finals.
Steve Kerr will be asked about that.
Screen by Jones for Curry. Curry blasting hard inside. Looking. Throws to the wing. Grabbed by Iguodala, who saved it. Gives it to Klay Thompson with 8 to shoot. Klay calls up Jones. Goes downstairs to Draymond instead. Klay on the back cut. Stops in traffic. Got fouled on a blocking foul.
I was going to say that was a good block up top.
Yep.
Definitely.
It's on Collins, his fourth.
Well, he played pretty good defense there.
Kenny Maurer said he got him with a body. As you said, the block looked cleaned up top. That might have been a break there for the Warriors.
Dub Nation, tonight's item of the game are Warriors Nike pullover hoodies for only $50. This item of the game offer is only available while supplies last. Don't wait. Get your item of the day of the game at WarriorsTeamStore.com.
Get that hoodie going. Second free throw, Klay Thompson. Good as was the first. And don't look now. We have a one-point game. Thompson with an 8-point quarter, 17-point night. 71-70 Portland. The crowd roaring here. Rodney Hood with Iguodala watching him. Just fires up a three, but we had a foul before. A hold away from the ball. Steph Curry picks up his first foul. 5:11 to go in the quarter. Lillard to put the ball into play. Collins pops out. Collins playing with 4 fouls. Pass to the cutter. It's Hood. He goes up, blocked by Draymond. A whistle and a foul.
That knee of Rodney Hood, it only hurts him when he doesn't shoot.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, actually.
Yes. How'd it look there?
Yeah. Draymond got him on the head on the foul through. And that's going to be Draymond's 4th foul. Huge play right there.
That is very significant right now when you're talking about 17 minutes left in the game.
You know, Draymond is like Curry in the sense where sometimes it's okay. Let him go get that bucket, and we'll get it back some other way.
Yes. When you're that valuable, you've got to look at the big picture. And, you know, Bill Russell, he played many, many games at the end with 5 fouls because he knew how to manage the game, even if he had to give up two.
Rodney Hood, 6 shots in 11 minutes, has 9 points, 73-70 Portland. Curry to Draymond. Draymond slips the pick down the lane, gliding to the basket and scores with ease.
Second time he's done that tonight. Great read.
All eyes were on Curry. Lillard off the pick, doubled. Over to McCollum, fakes the pass, dribble drive, pump fake, steps in, one-hander. Front rim miss, Damian Jones cleared the board. Draymond on the go. Draymond, handoff to Jones, bad pass, and Collins gets the steal. Lillard coming the other way. Lillard stops top of the circle and drifts to the right. Waiting and trailing the play was Harkless. He'll take it and turn it into a screen and roll for McCollum. Slow motion move, step between defenders, and spun it home.
In defense of Draymond, he thought Damian Jones was going to run hard. He stopped running. He was going to set him up for a dunk, Tim.
75-72. Warriors will take time. 4:13 to go in the third quarter. Golden State down by three in game two on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 75-72 Portland with 4:13 to go. Warriors with a sluggish first half. Trailed by 17 at least to three different occasions. But rode Curry, Thompson, and Draymond Green. And now right back in it. 18 to shoot.
Great quarters by Thompson and Curry.
Subs are in now. Bell catches the inbound. Dribble handoff to Klay Thompson. Thompson puts it on the deck. Bounce pass back to Bell. Pump fake goes up and got fouled as he was falling over. It was like a tree falling into the forest.
He never left the ground, but he got fouled.
Bell may be hurt here.
Did he? I wonder. He may have hurt some extremity in his knee or something. Because he never got off the ground. And he possibly, maybe they stepped on his foot as he was trying to jump.
That would do it, too. If you have somebody, you're trying to go up, somebody steps on your foot, you're going to fall back.
Yeah, well, you're also going to strain your knee. Let's watch it.
Well, Bell replay. With a pump fake going up was Collins, and he came down right on his foot.
Yep. Yes, he did.
Collins has five fouls now. And Bell to the line to shoot two. He also got whacked a little bit on the temple there, too. And hits a free throw. Here comes Harkless. He'll check in for Portland. Collins to sit down.
Short minutes for Collins.
Was in foul difficulty. Jordan Bell, who was a forgotten man on the bench until game six of the semifinal series against Houston. Steve Kerr says, we're going back to emptying the bench, and everybody played.
He just made two free throws.
Big free throws.
He's holding his shoulder.
Yeah, right shoulder. 1 point game. Portland with the ball. McCollum. Pass deflected by Bell. Tipped by Thompson. Grabbed by Steph Curry. Steph Curry on the break. Left side to Clay. Loads up a three. And the Warriors take the lead. 77-75. Clay Thompson now with 20.
He's got three threes in this quarter. And 11 points to boot.
Lillard calls up Turner. Turner got away with an illegal screen. Gets it back. Dribble drive. Turner down the lane. 14-foot runner. Swish. And just like that, we're tied at 77. Only the fifth tie of the game. Curry off the screen. Throws over to Jarebko. Now back to Clay. Clay can feel it right now. Dribble drive all the way. Inside hand. Left side of the basket. And it's 79-77 Warriors.
13 in the quarter for him.
McCollum bouncing to the dribble. Comes hard on Steph Curry. Shoots a bank shot and knocked it in. We're tied at 79. Back and forth. Here comes Steph Curry. Steph dribbles. Sees lots of bodies. Backs up. Gets doubled. Keeps Bell down the lane. Up and under. Scoop in the hoop. No good. Tipped in his own miss.
He knew that it had a chance of missing. He stayed right with the play. And that quick leaping ability right back up again.
Great spacing by the Warriors. He had plenty of room coming down that lane. Lillard, guarded by Jarebko, turns the corner, goes to Rodney Hood. He'll fire and hit a three in the right corner. Rodney Hood having a sizzling start to the series, and it's 82-81 Blazers.
Curry almost traveled.
Thompson to Bell. Bell wheels around Harkless, and a foul on Bell for wrapping around Harkless as he made the play.
He was looking for an outlet there because he got stymied, and I think he was concerned he was going to travel. So he was desperate to try to get rid of the ball in any way, shape, or form.
He had taken one more dribble there, Jim.
Yeah, he picked it up, though. You're right.
He might have gotten to the other side of the rim.
Yeah, he had an easy reverse layup, even a dunk maybe in front. But he did pick up the dribble, and here we go, one-point game.
82-81 Portland. Lillard off the screen, takes about a 28-footer. It's a front-rim miss. Jarebko grabbed it. Gets it to Steph Curry. Off the screen by Bell. Steph with daylight pump fake. Goes up, got fouled. And it's on Evan Turner. Curry will shoot three.
It's amazing how these people forget about the fundamental. Stay on the ground till the shooter goes up.
Now, I'm sure what Turner is going to argue here, Jim, is that Curry leapt into him.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. And it's a tough, it's a judgment call by the official.
Well, I will say this. I'll tell you why I think this one was a foul. Because he didn't leap into him. He stepped forward
right, and
leaned in. And then on Turner's way down, then Curry went up.
Went up some more, yes.
So you could say that's Curry's airspace.
Yes, he was already in that area on the pump fake and got his man up in the air. And you know he's not going to miss.
And makes one, makes two.
He's 7-7 on the night right now from the line.
And you know what, Jim, I love that Steph did that because I think at times, you know, in the early part of his career, he wasn't thinking about, you know, hey, let's just get me to the free throw line.
Yes, yes.
And I think the more he does that, that's like gold.
He and Thompson are 8 of 16 from 3. McCollum and Lillard are 6 of 10 from 3.
Well, Curry hits all three. It's 84-82 Warriors. His brother Seth Curry is out there. Was a plus 14 in the first half. Hood with a dribble guarded by Livingston. Waits for Lillard, and McKinney has him. Lillard comes right. Dribbles out McKinney. Bounce pass, a bad one. Deflected right back to Lillard. That's a break. He's tied up. Stolen by Bell to Livingston. 3-on-2. Back to Bell. To the rim. No good. Rebound Livingston. Fired it outside for Steph for 3. No. Rebound to Repko. Good hustle. Finds Bell. One dribble back to McKinney. Corner 3. Got it!
Huge play, Tim. Great hustle.
Jeremko to Bell to McKinney. Strength in numbers. Lillard off a screen, straight on 3. He nailed it right back, and it's 87-85. Warriors lead by 2.
Boy, does he know how to hit a line drive 3.
First points of the quarter for Lillard. Steph Curry fakes, doubled, bounce pass to Bell. Curry relocates left wing. Chased by Hood. Goes right by him. Teardrop. No good. Curry got hit. McKinney with a rebound. And a foul. It's on the Warriors.
Charge.
My goodness.
They're going to call on Curry on a charge.
No, it's not on Curry. This is going to be McKinney for a push.
Oh, pardon me.
On the rebound. But Curry got hit on that drive. And he's on the floor right now. Slow to get up.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got body bumped. Certainly was not even near a charge. I didn't see the push by McKinney that you detected.
Lillard brings it up. No, they did call it on Curry. My bad. They did call it on Steph Curry.
You're kidding me.
Yep, nope. Offensive fouls with the monitors. That's head bob by Lillard and a foul call on McKinney.
You mean on the drive and the shot by Curry, they call a foul?
That's what they're saying.
Well, that's the worst call I've ever seen, if that's the case.
Lillard leaned in, contact from McKinney, and now Lillard to the free throw line.
Well, the only contact was the arm into the chest of McKinney.
That's the head bob, the dreaded head bob.
And it's also, you have a reputation, and you're at a disadvantage if you've got an all-star in front of you driving and you're trying to defend.
Lillard with one free throw, and he ties the game at 87. What a third quarter. Golden State was down 17 early in this quarter. 40 seconds remaining in the third. 2-for-1. Possibility right here. Steph Curry working on Hood. Screen by Jarebko. Gets it again. Steph goes up. Flipped it up. No good. Tipped in by Bell.
Boy, he's been good.
Yep.
He's always around the ball.
89-87, and Lillard will put on the brakes.
Bell's got 8 points, Tim.
7-second differential. They double Lillard. Turner down the lane. Spins. Backs up. Throws to Lillard. Chased by McKinney. Shot clock at 7.
Get
left
round,
wing. Here's the drive, a whistle, and a foul before. And it's on the Warriors.
That's why you got to give ground if you're McKinney. He has a live dribble left. His first step is deadly. And then you're behind the 8 ball. That's just experience there, Tim. But when a guy has a live dribble, you've got to give him a little room. And any kind of fake that he makes, you've got to go with that fake.
And
if you don't, they go right by you.
I think that's something. This is the first year where McKinney's played real minutes in the NBA.
Yes, yes.
And I think this is something that he can learn and use better because he's got length and he's got leaping ability.
Right.
So he can give a little ground and still get to the shooter.
As they say, when you have a live dribble, it means you haven't wasted your dribble. And you give a little step fake to the basket as a defender. A good defender has to move back in that direction. You move back and forth as they go and weave.
Lillard hits both free throws. We're tied at 89. 13.2 to go. Don't you dare go away. The fourth quarter is going to be fabulous here at Oracle. Curry walks it up, crosses midcourt. Quinn Cook out there, screens for Curry. Curry guarded by Harkless. Down to three, down to two. From the hash mark, it's up and no good. Curry went down, buzzer sounds, and the quarter is over. We started the fourth quarter. Warriors 89. Portland 89. 12 minutes left in game two on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Top of the game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Get your game time grub delivered. MountainMike'sPizza.com. Steph Curry with 30, 22 for Klay Thompson, 22 for C.J. McCollum, and 17 for Damian Lillard. Contributors off the bench include Rodney Hood, who has 12 for Portland, and Jordan Bell, who has tied his playoff career high with 10 points. His second career double-digit scoring game of the postseason, did it in Game 3 of the NBA Finals back in June 6th of last year. Warriors with 13 points off turnovers in the third. Klay Thompson with 13, and Curry had 11. Bell was 6 in the quarter. So that sets up the fourth quarter. And it promises to be, I think, an epic third quarter. Both these teams back and forth.
Jordan Bell, he has 10 points in just under 10 minutes in play tonight. Terrific. What a third quarter he had.
Active. He's got room to operate. And, of course, it helps when you're playing with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. A lot of attention paid to those guards. Klay Thompson with that third quarter likes to break out playing inside the offense.
Just play within the flow. I'm not good when I'm forcing shots up. That's not my game. I got to work off my teammates. I got to play within the offense that Steve has laid out, which has been great for us, I mean, since he's been here. Yeah, when I play within that flow, that's when I have huge nights, not just trying to go out there and hunt for great shots but not settle for, you know, contested looks.
And Klay Thompson starts the fourth quarter with Quinn Cook, Livingston, Jarebko, and Bell.
I'm a little surprised at that lineup right now, Tim.
It's the same lineup that started the last two fourth quarters. Cook to the right side. Throws to Bell. Bell up top. Doesn't look to the hoop. Wants to screen for Klay. Klay gets open. Takes a three. Bounced up. No good. And the defensive rebound to Evan Turner. Turner out there with Leonard and Hood. Turner finds Seth Curry out to Rodney Hood. An open three. No good. Rebound Klay Thompson. Lillard rounds out the five for the Trailblazers. Bell posting up downstairs, has Hood on his back. Pass to Livingston, but he was held and fouled on his cut. Tell you what, Rodney Hood has really shot the ball well for Portland. A nice pickup by Neil O'Shea of the Trailblazers midseason, as was Cantor. Livingston catches, hands off to Thompson. Thompson through a series of screens. Gets Leonard. Now they show double as Lillard trying to recover. Thompson to a jump stop. Finds Jarebko. Above the break. Three. No. Missed the rim. Rebound Lillard. Lillard to Leonard. Back to Lillard. Lillard step. Pump fake. Lost his dribble. Finds Turner. Backs up Jarebko. Leans in on him. Shoots a bad shot. Ball tipped away. Grabbed by Jarebko. Jarebko leaves it for Bell. Bell will handle across midcourt. In turn leaves it for Livingston. Now over to Cook on the left wing. Screen by Bell. Cook weaving left side. Sees double. DeBell down the lane. Goes up. Got fouled by Leonard. And Bell goes down hard.
Oh, my goodness. Nothing broke his fall except his lower back and his rump.
That's a dented can right there.
Oh, man. I thought he was going to try to dunk it. Didn't have an angle. He did a heck of a job just getting to the free throw line there, Tim.
Myers Leonard, if that foul had been a little higher, he might have looked at a flagrant. But
yes.
Instead, it's just a common foul, and the free throw by Bell is no good. Still tied at 89. We played a minute 17 of the fourth quarter.
Bell's still feeling that fall, I guarantee you, throughout his body.
In the first few moments tomorrow morning aren't going to be a lot of fun either. Second free throw is good.
He's 3 of 4 from the line tonight.
90-89, and you know he likes playing well against Portland. Of course, playing his college ball, helping Eugene. Lillard, pick and roll. Trash beats Turner. Turner, crossover dribble, fades into a 14-footer. Back rim no good, and Cook will deflect the rebound to himself. Quinn Cook off the dribble pass to Rebko. Back to Cook. Off the dribble, three on the way. Front rim, no good. Leonard hustles after the rebound for Portland and hands it to Lillard.
Cook is better when he has a little more time to take the shot.
Lillard off a screen, straight up with a three. Nailed it as he surprised Jordan Bell there. And it's a two-point lead for the Trailblazers.
He drilled it.
Livingston, pick and pop, Klay Thompson puts it on the deck, fades into a two. No good. Lillard got underneath him. Leonard with a rebound.
That's got to go back to Jerebko, who was wide open at the top.
Lillard from the logo, it's up and no good. And the rebound to Bell. Lillard went down. The Portland bench wants a foul. Perry Stotts not happy. Cook with the ball. Crossover dribble on Lillard. Drives the paint, pulls up from 12. Got it! How about that?
He created his own shot and got a nice little 12-footer.
We're tied at 92. We've had 7 lead changes and 10 ties here in game 2. 9:27 to go, fourth quarter. Lillard surveys off a screen from Leonard. Picks up his dribble back to Leonard. Rotates to Seth Curry to the corner to Hood. Fakes it, gets it to that strong hand, the left hand. Seth Curry fades into a three, and it's good.
Remember, on the season, he shot 45%, better than his brother.
Livingston, and he was the best catch-and-shoot guy in the NBA all year. Livingston back down. Cut off by Seth Curry. Feeds Klay Thompson. Thompson dribbles down the lane. Slow motion move off. Blast and good. Warriors down by one. 95-94. 8:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Subs at the scorer's table. The next dead ball. Bounce pass Turner. Leonard wide open. Three. Top side short. Livingston the rebound. Livingston looks up. Puts on the brakes. Finds Quinn Cook. They look for Thompson. They find Thompson. Guarded by Lillard. Turns and faces in triple threat position. Wants to go with 10 on the clock. Backs it on Lillard. Showing strength. Play with a fadeaway. It's an air ball. And Myers Leonard.
They got to move the ball there.
We'll get it.
I know Klay thinks he has to score with this group, but they've got to move it.
Turner throws to Lillard. Lillard down the lane to Leonard. Wide open for a dunk. And the Warriors got caught jogging back on defense. And they're down 97-94. And Steve Kerr has got to call a timeout. 8:04 to go in the game. Portland up by three. New lineup when we come back on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network. Presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Now Damian Lillard taking a couple of deep shots coming into this series. He was 14 of 27 on shots from 28 feet or further. Most of any player, Eric Gordon had 12. 97-94 Portland. They lead by three here in this game two. Golden State with the ball and the timeout from head coach Steve Kerr. They get some subs in. Draymond Green won. He's talking with Mike Brown.
There'll be a lot of standing by this crowd.
Yep.
In the last 8 minutes and 4 seconds of this game.
And how lucky have we have been to have worked the balance of our professional lives here. This office filled with noise and energy. Klay Thompson throws it into Iguodala with Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Looney. Starting second half five here. Steph Curry for three left side. No good. Long rebound. Myers Leonard hustles to it and gets it to Turner.
Curry knew how to get open there.
Yep. Lillard trying to create separation. Klay Thompson cannot. Gets it to Leonard. Gets a screen. Splits traffic down the lane. Beautiful move left hand. It's up and good. And a foul on Draymond. That's going to be foul number five on Draymond Green with 7:42 to go.
You got to let him go there. He's going with the left. Don't even challenge. Don't give that official a chance to blow the whistle.
Josh Tiven with the call. Lillard with the free throw, and Portland has gotten to the century mark first, and they lead by six. And now, this crowd that was raucous coming out of the timeout, a little quieter now. Curry left side, doubled, bounce pass to Looney, one dribble to Iguodala. Iguodala doesn't look to score, shoveled over to Klay Thompson. Thompson down the way, pump fake, goes around, Leonard missed the layup, and it's tipped away.
Just shoot it with your right hand. You're all alone under there.
Big possession here, 7:17 to go, Warriors down six. McCollum, who's been quiet, gets open, top of the key, jumper, in and out. Looney back for the rebound.
He doesn't miss many of those.
Warriors aren't running. Draymond walks it up inside. Iguodala, pass for Curry, deflected away, it's out of bounds.
It's
turnover.
Off it's off Curry.
Seth Curry will bring it in.
Pass was way too hard.
Yep. The Warriors looking like the team not playing with poise right now, and Portland is. Lillard walks it up with a pass to Leonard. Leonard, they show double. Leonard now still holds on to it, still has his dribble, and hands off to McCollum. McCollum doubled. Leonard from the foul line, wide open jumper, good.
Yeah, they know Draymond's not going to challenge. And Steve Kerr's going to call timeout. He's got a decision to make.
He is not happy. 102-94, 6:43 to go at Golden State after fighting back from a 17-point deficit. Trails by 8 again. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network. So Seth Curry of the Portland Trailblazers says that the Trailblazers cannot expect to stay with the Warriors if they turn the ball over.
One of the best defensive teams in the league for the past few years, so we got to take care of the ball, and then when we turn it over, it's double trouble because they usually score on it. So we got to be better offensively to keep up with them because we know they're tough to guard as well.
Seth Curry with 10 points off the bench, and his plus-minus is by far, and I mean by far, the best of anybody on the floor tonight. He is a plus 24 in 22 minutes. He is out there right now to guard his brother with Turner, Lillard, McCollum, and Leonard, who is now becoming effective after a miserable first half. Looney, Thompson, Iguodala, Draymond Green, who's playing with 5 fouls. Steph Curry, pass to Iguodala, to Draymond, back to Steph. Waits for Looney, screen set. Steph goes behind the back, sheds Leonard, takes the jumper. Oh, wow. That should be outlawed.
That stops the 5-0 run that the Blazers had in 2 minutes and 39 seconds.
102-96. Two-possession game. 6:15 to go. Blazers on top. Game 3 will be Saturday in Portland. Lillard for about 27. Front rim won't go. Curry grabs it. It's Steph Curry. Wearing the gray town jersey, comes to the front court, sees a double team, dribbles around it, hunting a shot, flipped it over to Iguodala. Iguodala hands off Klay Thompson, back to Andre, dribbles in, leaves it for Looney, and that's a dunk inside. Leonard had to step up to help, and the Warriors were patient and have got back-to-back buckets. It's 102-98.
Yeah, Iguodala took care of the bad spacing, didn't he, on that one?
Portland with the lead and the ball. 5:40 to go. Lillard trapped at midcourt. Lobbed it to Leonard. There's Draymond. Bounce past Seth Curry. It's a three. It's good from the left sideline.
He has been huge. 13 now for him.
105-98 Portland. Takes a little starch out of the crowd here. Curry, that's Steph with a dribble. Doubled. Bad pass taken away by his brother. To the right side. Seth Curry waiting for help. Still dribbling on the right wing. 5:10 to go. The turnover came at the worst time. Leonard hand off to Seth Curry. Guarded by Looney. Pass to the corner. There's nobody there. He threw it into the bench.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, Cantor was standing up in the corner, and you see a big red
jersey there.
Yeah.
You think it's somebody.
They've got to stay on the bench, and I think they're giving him a black warm-up right now.
Yeah, exactly. Draymond Green over to Steph. Steph off of Looney's screen. Steph down the lane. Over Turner. High off the glass. It's good. 105-100 Portland, 4:45 to go. And you know the drill in a game like this. You're going to have to get a couple of stops.
Without fouling.
Lillard at the timeline. Right to the left of where it says Oracle. Dribbles around Looney. Bounce pass to Leonard. Three straight on. Knocked it down.
He likes him straight on. He hit the first one in front of the rim when he did it a while ago. Now he made the adjustment.
108-100. Draymond, dribble drive, gets to the rim and scores again. The Warriors are getting buckets, yep. But they've surrendered a couple of threes.
Yep, can't keep trading.
Down to 4:09 to go. What a game two here at Oracle.
Lillard loves to take these shots in these moments.
Lillard guarded by Looney on the switch. Warriors didn't trap that time. Now they go to trap Lillard. Bounce pass to Leonard. Throws right side to McCollum. A deep three. Back rim. And there's Steph Curry, defensive rebound. Steph dribbles to the right side, to the Oracle Arena side. Crossover knocked away by Seth Curry. It goes out of bounds, and that's a huge break for Golden State. The problem when you're playing against your brother, nobody knows your habits and your moves like the guy that you play one-on-one in the driveway.
Since you were 6 years old. Seth, I guess, was six. Curry was eight.
The only difference here is if you make it, you don't keep it.
But too many dribbles there. They got to pass the ball here, and that includes Steph.
Steph with the ball, gets it to Draymond. Back to Steph. Deep three, left wing, and it's no good. Looney gets the offensive rebound, and he is fouled by Seth Curry.
See, I like what Stephen did there. Get rid of the ball, relocate a little bit, and you'll get it back, and you can take your shot, and it's not off the dribble.
3:34 left in the game. It's 108-102. Looney on the line when we come back to Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Everybody standing here at Oracle. 3:34 to go in the game. Kevon Looney to the free throw line. And right now the Warriors down by 6, 108 to 102. Warriors have been trapping Damian Lillard so far in this series.
I think that's exactly why they guarded me. They came out this series guarding me that way. I think just over my career, I've always had big scoring games against Golden State. And obviously this is to go to the finals, so they're not going to come out and allow me to see what I've always seen from them. This is the first time they've defended me with ball on the wing, and I had a live dribble. I hadn't even dribbled the ball, and they just ran another guy at me and double-teamed me before I dribbled. And
so far that has worked until Terry Stotts went to an adjustment and brought in Myers Leonard with his mid-range game. Looney hits the second free throw. He had missed the first. So it's 108-103 Portland. 3.5 to go in game two. Can the Warriors find a way to get this one to go north, leading 2-0? Here comes Leonard. Screen set. Lillard gets around the traffic. Throws to Leonard inside. Outside to McCollum for three. Missed it. Draymond's got it. Quickly over to Steph Curry. Eye ball by Lillard. Through a screen. Steph to Iguodala. Back up top to Draymond. Bounce pass to Andre. Wide open for a dunk inside. Beautiful feed from Draymond.
The defenders on the perimeter, two of them go with Curry because they think he's going to get the ball.
All eyes on Steph. Lillard to the front court, to the hash mark, right in front of his head coach. Leonard sets the pick. Looney tries to trap. Lillard throws cross court to McCollum. McCollum puts it on the deck, goes up, blocked by Draymond, tipped out to Iguodala. Steph Curry with the ball, 2:40 to go to Andre. He goes up and got fouled and taken down by Seth Curry.
Nobody's over the limit. That'll be foul number 4 on the Blazers. Warriors, only one foul this quarter. And, of course, in 39 seconds inside 2 minutes, the next foul is the last one you'll have to not get in the bonus.
Fifth block of the game for Draymond, his first since the first quarter.
Well, he still plays aggressively with the 5 fouls and does it extremely well.
108-105 Portland. Iguodala to Looney. Up top to Draymond. Steph Curry comes and gets the ball. Steph now, right sideline to Draymond, inside to Looney, off his hands, it deflected up and in off the glass.
A double bounce off his hands, and he controlled it.
108-107 Portland, 2:20 to go. What a break for Golden State there. Turner between the circles holds it. Looking, waiting, McCollum comes and gets the ball. They double him. Turner wide open, lob for Leonard, goes for the dunk, missed it. Looney rebounds, outlet to Draymond. Draymond on the go, goes all the way in, flipped it up, air ball, grabbed by Iguodala, hand off to Steph for three. He's fouled. He got fouled by Lillard. And Steph Curry's down, holding his head, helped up by Draymond. Lillard said that Steph flared out of the play. Josh Tivins said no. Well, he definitely undercut him on the play. There's no doubt about that foul.
I love it when you pass the ball and you relocate. Curry is so good at that, and you just can't recover defensively.
Jim, you've been around the game a lot longer than I have, and you played in this league. Has there been anybody better than him at doing that?
Than Steph Curry?
Yeah, relocating. I know it's unfair to throw that at you right now, but
Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller, okay.
That's the only guy I can think of. I'm not saying he's better either.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Curry hits the first free throw. We're tied at 108. 2:01 to go. Warriors have 2 timeouts left, so do the Blazers. Curry hits another. 9 straight points for Golden State. Curry is 10 of 10 from the line. 36 points. Looking for 37 and a 2-point lead. Got it. Golden State 110, Portland 108. The final 2 minutes right now. McCollum on the ball. Pick and roll with Leonard. Warriors just switch it. to McCollum. Checked by Draymond. Takes a three. No good. Stephen Curry back for the rebound.
You got to play to win. You don't want to play to lose and get too conservative. Attack.
Lob to Draymond on the right side. They find Curry on the cut. Draymond dribbles it outside. Hand off to Steph. Steph guarded by McCollum with the dribble. Backs up. Fades into a jumper. Won't go. And Turner's got the rebound over to Lillard. Down to a minute 20 to go. Lillard off a Leonard screen. Comes to the top of the key. Drips to the left wing. There's Draymond to meet him there. Lillard backs up. 10 on the shot clock. Steps up. Pump fake. Goes up. Shots up. No good. Tipped out. Grabbed by Turner to Seth Curry. And Seth Curry gives Portland the lead with a minute 3 to go. 111-110 off an offensive rebound. 59 seconds left. Curry and Steph doubled to Draymond. Lob to Looney. He'll dunk it down. Warriors back on top by one. 112-111. And Terry Stotts wants time. We have 52.9 to go. Kevon Looney again coming up big, Jim, when the Warriors need him.
Well, Draymond knows how to read the defense, and he's such a facilitator. And I'll tell you right now, with 53 seconds to go, 52-9, let's call it 53, Portland can go 2-for-1. If they do it too quickly, though, the Warriors can finish a 2-for-1. The clock is right at that precipice that you really can't easily get a 2-for-1 if you're Portland. Without the Warriors getting the last shot.
You almost have to wind it down and take, if you really want to do it, you have to wind it down and hope to get like a 6-second differential, and that's really close.
It is very, very close.
But now, if you're the Warriors defending, Jim, I mean, obviously you got to look for Lillard to have the ball in this situation. Do you switch in that pick and roll?
Well, they've been double teaming him a little bit. They didn't last time, but when they double teamed, they've given up something inside, but Draymond has made the play. He's recovered and made the play. We'll see how they do that. Because let me tell you right now, Lillard likes to take big shots. He wants the ball right now. He never shies away from it.
He likes to take big shots, and he can make
You know who's been the biggest? Seth Curry in the second half.
Yep. Seth Curry was 16 on the night. Portland advances the ball to the front court, left hash mark. Hood will throw it in. Lillard goes to the back court. McCollum comes over and gets the ball at midcourt. McCollum on the far side.
Warriors have a foul to give.
They're up one. 112-111. Warriors lead 46 seconds now. McCollum, shot clock down to 14. Game clock at 43. McCollum working on Looney. Crossover knocked away by Looney. McCollum gets it back with 8 to shoot. Steps around Looney. Down the lane. Over Draymond. It's up and no good. Tipped out. Loose ball. Who's going to get it? Iguodala's got it with 30 seconds to go. Steph Curry down the right side. No reason to hurry here.
Nope. Portland will get it back, though.
Yep. There is a 6-second change differential. Steph backs up the midcourt. Dribbles down the lane. Throws to Draymond. Layup is up and good! It's good! 12.3 to go! Warriors 114. Portland 111.
And now you have a foul to give, Tim. And then that takes a little time. You can foul them. You get down to 5 seconds or so and play the foul game. And all they can do is lose by one.
Yeah, the only thing you have to be careful about there is make sure you foul on that dribble.
Oh, yeah.
Not on a gather.
But I believe in fouling.
Absolutely.
And right now they're in the driver's seat because they still have one foul to give. So they can't allow Portland to get a nice quick shot and a good one at that.
The patience of Steph Curry, Jim, on that last pick and roll.
Yeah, you kind of held your breath, didn't you?
But you know this. You handling the ball, he dribbled long enough until he got the angle to feed Draymond.
Yes, exactly. He got the defense to come. What he did is he's not going to give the ball up until he gets and draws the defense to him to get the angle for the pass and the basket.
12.3 left. As Jim mentioned, a foul to give for Golden State. Terry Stotts is out of timeout. Portland has to get this ball into bounds. Warriors were down 108-100. They were down 17 multiple times in game two. Let's see what Portland has drawn up here. And again, it will be Rodney Hood. McCollum sets up on the near side. Hood's inbounding on the far side. Looney in front of him.
And Hood, if he gets it back, is looking for a three. There's no question.
Nobody's guarding Lillard right now. Now Lillard comes over, gets the ball. Guarded by Klay Thompson. Thompson fouls with 10 seconds to go.
One to give, and it'd been nice if he could have run off a few more seconds.
Yeah.
He knew exactly what was going on, though. So
now Hood will throw it in again. Exactly 10 seconds remaining. Lillard catches it midcourt. Iguodala in front of him. Lillard with the dribble. Comes hard left side. Tries to hold off Iguodala. Stripped and stolen. Andre stolen. He stole it. Steph Curry throws it up at the horn. It doesn't matter. The game's over. Andre Iguodala with the best hands in the business has given the Warriors game two.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.